2 Kings, chapter number 2. Well, if you're glad you've come to church so far, say amen.
Amen.
It's just a joy to be here. And boy, I appreciate that spirit they're singing with. Amen. You can't get that down at the ball game, neighbor. Some of y'all look around, why y'all do all that shouting here? Well, why you do all that shouting at the ball game? Because you're excited, amen. You get excited over a pig skin, get excited over Jesus, amen. Jesus will never leave you nor forsake you. I don't mind shouting at the ball game. Matter of fact, I expect a little of it to go on. I done seen what y'all do there, amen. Went one time at the state playoffs at Bowden. They had chains in a jug. Change, coins, shake. That beat anything I ever seen yet at a ball game. And nobody had the mully grubs out. They was expecting that excitement and to be half. Folks, let me tell you, like Brother James said, Jesus done something for me I've never got over. And He's good to us. And I know you ain't got to shout and run the building the way I do, but you can put a smile on your face. Amen. Lord, this is the best church in town. I'm glad I'm here today. I don't say that sneakingly. I said this is the best church in town. And I'm glad I go to church here. Amen. Well, I won't get mean, but you're about to make me to. 2 Kings chapter number 2. So good to see you today. Bible said it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind. I want to stop right there. That's the way I want to leave out, Brother James. I don't want a notification I got a few weeks. I just want to take me on out of here. Left by a whirlwind. Boy, won't that be a blessing. He said, verse 2, Elijah said unto Elisha, his boy preacher, he said, tarry, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said to him, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I'll not leave you. He said, don't leave me like this now. So they went down to Bethel. Then you'll notice that the same thing happened to him. The Bible said in verse 6, Elijah said, tarry, I pray thee, here, for the Lord hath sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I'll not leave you. And they too went on. Then the Bible says, verse number 9, came to pass when they were gone over, Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. You know, Elijah must have known he was fixing to leave out and see the Lord. And he said, Elisha, before I leave, I'm going to give you one prayer request. What would it be? And this is what he said. He said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Turn me up a little, sound man, please. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. But nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so unto thee. And if not, it shall not be so. Come to pass, they still went on to talk, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire. Parted them both asunder, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it. And he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. And he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. Thank you for standing this morning of honor in the reading of the Word of God. Father, I sure do need you today. God, I am reminded so much today, afresh and anew, I can do nothing without you. But Lord, you've been faithful to me. God, you've been faithful to me in spite of me being faithful to you. But I want to love you and thank you for that. Thank you for these good songs, these families that's come. Bless these your people today now, Lord. Would you let me be a blessing to your people? I sure do need you to touch me and help me now. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. and amen. Well, in 2 Kings 2, you notice, first of all, verses 1 through 6, there's a respected mentor. A respected mentor. Elisha had an Elijah. And can I say that every child of God needs a mentor? You need somebody that you can look up to and learn some things from. Boy, aren't you glad that there are some Elijahs that's passed by in your life in this world and has taught you some things about going to church. I can tell you the reason a lot of people ain't going to church, they don't know how to go to church. They've never been showed how to go to church. Not many people's never had a preacher just tell them how the cow eats the cabbage. We got a lot of politicians, we ain't got many preachers. And boy, Elijah was a man of God. Matter of fact, he come by and found Elisha plowing behind the 12th yoke of oxen. And you know something? I can tell you why Elisha done so well when Elijah left. Because he had no problem playing second fiddle. A lot of folks want to be an Elisha, but they can't never be behind nobody. And can I tell you, we've all got a place. We're nothing without the Lord. You'll find Elijah come by, and Elisha was plowing behind the 12 yoke of oxen, and he throwed that mantle on him. Boy, I remember the day, Brother Mike, a man of God come by me, put something on me I've never experienced, and I sure thank God for the day he come by and introduced me to the power and the presence of the Holy Ghost. You know, it's sad for people to sit around in buildings and never know what the Holy Ghost is. It's bad for people to go to church and never have church. And boy, I tell you, I love being able to go to church and leave and say, now, we had church. I'm glad we had Sunday school this morning. Somebody say amen right there. And I want to say this. I don't know if you can have much better Sunday school than what we had by people just coming to the altar and getting around and getting their lives fixed. You say, well, preacher, my life's all right. Just hold on, honey. Write this someplace where you write stuff down. It's going to come a time where you're going to need a church family. You're going to need a mentor. You're going to need somebody to get around you and help you in the things of God. I'm so glad of some people that I've met in this life. Ain't you glad everybody ain't throwed the towel in, but they've helped you get down the road of this thing of glory. And you know what? Just like a whirlwind, one of these days we're going to light out of this world and open our eyes to His world. And I just bless the name of the Lord. We see this respected mentor. Boy, Elisha loved Elijah. And you know something? I thank God for the people He's put in my life. Somebody say amen right there this morning. So we see this respected mentor. And I want to say by ways of introduction, he took him some places. He took him, you'll notice first of all in verse 2, to Bethel. There he taught him how to worship. Ain't you glad some people's taught you how to worship? Amen. And then he took him down to Jericho, a type of the world, in verse 4. I'm glad that I had a respected mentor. Not only taught me how to worship, he taught me how to walk down here. Let me tell you, you can walk through Jericho without getting something on you. The Bible said, come out from among them, be ye separate. But let me tell you, no place in the Bible did he say, go in the corn crib and pull a sack over your head. He can't use you in the corn crib, but he can use you walking around Jericho, letting you know that, hey, Jesus done something for you and done something to you, amen. Ain't you glad you can go down the beach and be a Christian? Yeah, man. You know, a lot of preachers say we go on the coast because the people don't want to go to the beach. I go to the beach. I go to the deer stand. Somebody shout amen right there. And the game warden may need to know about Jesus one of these mornings. Matter of fact, way some of y'all lay out of church, you need to get his phone number, amen. And so, boy, I am glad today that certainly you can walk through this world through Jericho. I'm glad I had some preachers that showed me how to walk through this old world and touch lives and impact lives and be a blessing to somebody else. Now let me tell you, you can go to Jericho, neighbor, without going to Jericho. That's a little deep. I'm going to get deeper as the sermon goes by. But you know, you can walk in this world and not be like the world. And let me tell you, God ain't a need nobody thinking somebody's sitting on a higher limb than you. Amen. You rub shoulders with them old sinners out the gas pump and point them to glory.
point them to Jesus. Ain't you glad? Thank the Lord. We can go down Jericho and point people to Jesus. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't know why it's got so dark where I work, where I live. I can tell you why. Because a little light goes a long way. Glad I had a preacher took me, taught me how to worship, taught me how to walk. Thank God I'm glad we can walk in this. So you know, a lot of boys, they done got so holy, they can't help nobody in the world. They got so heavenly minded, they know earthly good. Turn me up. I don't want to raise my voice no more. I done been doing it all week. Thank you, brother. You know something? You can get to where you're so heavenly minded, you know earthly good. Somebody needs you to help them. We all got mistakes and issues and problems. You say, preacher, I'm hunting a perfect church. I hate you stopped here. I'm hunting a perfect preacher. Boy, I tell you, I'm going to tell you, you need to keep a looking somewhere. But let me tell you what, I am in Christ, therefore I am perfect this morning. But this flesh is headed to the graveyard, amen. I'm glad I had a preacher taught me about worship. Took me down to Jericho, taught me how to walk. But you notice he took him back down to Jordan. Talk about my mentor. He said, now in case that we go to Jericho and get something on us, I'll take you back down to Jordan and teach you how to wash off. Boy, ain't you glad Jesus said this. If we'd confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from how many? All unrighteousness. Brother James, aren't you glad the blood's still cleansing men, women, and boys? It's not a baptismal pool. It's not church membership. It's not working and trying to do better. But it's being washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus that hung on Calvary's cross. And let me tell you something. He died for everybody. Because the Bible said He did. Said He paid a ransom for all. So I'm going to preach whosoever will, let them come. And I believe He loves old sinners this morning. Ain't you glad that there's been some folks take you and teach you how to worship, teach you how to walk, and then teach you how to wash off when you need it? Amen. Amen. Matter of fact, don't hang around Jericho too much. You'd be needing to get back toward Jordan every night. Every morning. Amen. I pulled my wife down by my altar this morning and said, oh, God, help us. Whew, I'm glad I can get back to Calvary. Get washed off. The reason some of y'all ain't a worshiping, you ain't got washed. Boy, when you get washed, like Brother James said, you may not. He ain't allowed and running around, man. But boy, he said something this morning. Rung the doorbells of my heart in worship. Amen. I'm talking about here in this story with Elijah and Elisha, we see a respected mentor. Number two, we see a recognized mantle. In verse number 8, Elijah took his mantle. Boy, I'm going to tell you what, every person has their own identity. God's given you things to make you who you are. You see, Elijah, now this is something going to blow your mind. Elisha didn't get Elijah's mantle. No, no. When he picked it up, it become Elisha's mantle. Amen. And can I tell you something on this thing of Elijah and his mantle? There's a recognized mantle. This mantle simply meant the presence and the power of God. Oh, I'm so glad that there's a recognized mantle. I'm glad there's power in our church. And the reason it's power in our church, because the Holy Ghost is in our church. Some of you want to use Holy Spirit, but I'm trying to educate you and tell you it's the Holy Ghost. Amen. And so we see a recognized mantle. Then verse 4, what we want to preach out of. Don't want to get bogged down. I've seen some things I want to share with our church today. But in verse number 14, not only do we see a respected mentor and a recognized mantle, we see a relevant message. You know what he said? Look what he said. If you look with me in verse number 14, it's where I want to preach of this morning. He took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And I will preach on this message this morning on where is the God of Elijah.
Where is the God of life? Now, I want to say, first of all, by way of introduction, if you'll notice that he wasn't looking for Elijah. He was looking for the God of Elijah. I wonder, when me and you leave out of here, is anybody going to be looking for our God? I know a lot of people that's looking for somebody missing, but I don't know many people. I say, I sure wish I could find his God. Will anybody be looking for your God when you leave out of here? You say, well, preacher, where is the God of Elijah? Well, I want to say, first of all, he's still providing his power. Matter of fact, old Elisha said, matter of fact, I don't want what you got. I want double what you got. He said, what would you have in prayer request? Some of you said, fix my checkbook. Some of you said, I'll take a new car. Just let me win the lottery down yonder to five and dime. Now he said, I tell you what I want. I want a double portion of the Spirit of God. Boy, I wish we could be a church that way and wanted a double pour. I don't know about y'all, but I'm just not happy with a routine service. I mean, boy, when we come, we ought to want a double portion. Matter of fact, we ought to want a double portion of preaching. Amen. Some of y'all drawed up because I got two preachers booked tonight at camp meet. I mean, some of y'all drawed up in a knot because it stays too fast. You know, we ought to want double preaching. We ought to not want a bunch of little sermonettes. Make us be little Christianettes and walk through this little world happy, clappy. You know, we ought to get something for our lives. Amen. And so we see here that simply he provides his power. Look at verse number 9, if you would. The Bible said, now it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Now, before you can have the right spirit on you, we got to get the right spirit in us. I want the right spirit on me this morning. I do, man. I want to have the right kind of attitude. I don't want nobody to see me coming, they draw up and say, oh no, here he comes. I want to have the right kind of spirit on me. And so he provides his power. Now, I want you to notice this. He provides his power by a price. Now, Elisha, when he saw it, if you'll notice, he didn't catch it. You don't catch the Spirit of God. He's not a coal. You got to pick him up. So what the Bible said, verse 13, he took up also the man of Elijah that fell from him. I tell you, really, some of you ain't got the Holy Ghost because you won't pick it up. I'm glad I was around a man taught me how to pick some things up. Matter of fact, I wish y'all would pick up on some things. Man, I've been pastoring some of y'all folks going on 20 years. Some of y'all still look at me like, wish y'all would pick up on some things. Brother James, that mantle didn't fall on that boy. Let me tell you something. I can run around this building. I can stay filled with the Holy Ghost and try to lead people. Let me tell you something. I can't melt and pour it on you. You got to reach and pick it up for yourself. You say, how do I get filled with the Holy Ghost? It's in your Bible. Matter of fact, we can so easily grieve Him. You know, when we grieve Him, that means that He's wanting to do something in us. We make Him sad. When we sin and do wrong, we grieve Him. It's just like we stiff-arm Him, say, nope, I ain't doing that. And then we offend Him, we grieve Him. Let me tell you, you ain't going to get in on worship grieving the Holy Ghost. I seen Brother Chad this morning like he was going to blow up, and I just called on him to testify. And so here we find out that he had to pick it up. And I'm going to say this, he provides his power, but it comes by a price. Our church has the power and the presence of God, but it always comes at a price. So many of you families, you walk through storms and God breaks us and keeps us broke. You know what it does to let us know, Sister Nancy, that God is faithful and He will make a way. Where is the God of Elijah? Well, I won't say He still provides His power. He provides by price. And then number two, He provides in portion. And let me tell you, I've never met nobody that's got all this figured out. He said, I would like a double portion of what you got. Now, isn't it amazing how you get around some people? The Bible says, be ye filled with the Spirit. Why ain't everybody filled? I can tell you why we all not filled, because we all leak. And that's why we have to be refilled and refired and refueled. And you don't get that at Walmart or at the ball game. You got to be at the house of God getting your batteries charged and something for your life. I don't know why God ain't wanting, I don't know why He ain't letting me run this morning. Inside of me is wanting to run, but my body won't run. Where's the God of Elijah? He still provides His power. I won't say He provides by price. He provides in portion, but also He provides for a purpose. Now, God fills us to use us. Why would He want a 454 Chevrolet motor sitting in a shop on blocks with gas tanks hooked to it and just sitting there cranking up, listening to it run? Wouldn't that be a little goofy? I took you out of my shop, said, y'all, come here and listen to this big old motor. Got that licking cam in it. Tatoom, tatoom. Like Brother Jerry said, give me gas, give me gas, give me gas. That's what he's saying. Give me gas, give me gas, give me gas. I've seen them boys. They got these big motors. They put them in the shop and crank them. I said, now listen to my motor. But it ain't taking them nowhere. I'm going to tell you why God's give you the Spirit of God to take you somewhere. And do something. I don't know why I'm whining about preaching all week somewhere. That's what I'm wanting God to do that to. I didn't quit my job to sit down here at 4-3 Garrett Circle and wonder what I'm going to do next. Boy, ain't you glad God to put the Spirit of God in you and do something with you in spite of you. And in spite of you young people, you know something? You can be filled with the Spirit of God. That don't mean you talk funny and act funny and fall and throw in the floor and flop like a fish. Simply means you let your light shine. You got kindness boiling out of you. The fruits of the Spirit is this, peace, love, joy. Hey, we need to be filled up Christians. Boy, wouldn't it be something for our whole church to get filled with the Spirit of God? Where's the God of Elijah? Well, I want to say this morning, He's still providing His power. Number two, He's still proving His presence. God, you say, where's God? I tell you where He's at. He's showing Himself to people that want to find Him. That's over some of y'all's head, but I'll bring you some preaching back here this morning. I said, He's around somebody that wants to find Him. A lot of people don't want Him in their church because it messes up their program. We done got everything printed out, and we're going to sing two songs. You preach, you let everybody out at 10 minutes to 12, and everybody's going to go eat soggy chicken. And they put that stuff out there at 10 o'clock waiting on you. But I am purpose that the people I pastor, I'm going to be so good to them, be sure they get hot, fresh chicken on Sunday. They'll replenish what everybody's picked over about 12:45. You'll get the good stuff. Proves His present. You know, He proves Himself to people that's looking for Him. Are you looking for Him? This kills me sometimes. People comes here looking for me. Brother Ken ain't here. Well, you're looking for the wrong person. Lord God, I am full of preach this morning. Let me come back here and sit down.
My blood sugar's got out, so I'm just going to sit down and take it easy with y'all this morning. I don't even know where I'm at. Is that all right? No, I'm okay. I'm just, some of y'all looking at me that way. I thought I'd talk to you that way. He proves His presence. And in verse number 14, look what He said. He took the mantle of Elijah that fell from Him and smote the water and said, "Where's the Lord God of Elijah?" He wasn't looking for Elijah. Would somebody say, "Brother Ken, that is good preaching on Sunday morning." He wasn't looking for Elijah. He's looking for the God of Elijah. Brother Dave, would you say that's good preaching and help me this morning? Thank you, Brother Dave. Where's Brother Ken? He's off preaching again. He's off preaching. Guess what? I'm a preacher. Guess what? I'm a preacher. I'm not up there in a politician booth waiting for somebody to vote on me. I'm a preacher. I'm a preacher. I told Miss Renee, next Sunday morning, I committed Mississippi to the boat in her homecoming. I'm going to go down there and preach. Some of y'all say, "Hey, preacher, he's going to be evangelist or a pastor." I'm going to do both and pastor you. And preach to your hide every time you come here. I'm going to tear your hide up. Because you need your hide tore up. I'll be back. If not, I'll see you in glory. Brother Mike's a running well. Somebody told me, and I said, "Preacher, I'm glad you back tonight. Brother Mike tore us up Sunday." I said, "Thank God, I'm glad Elisha's catching on." Proves His presence. Where's the God of Elijah? Ain't looking for Elijah. That's our problem. We got too many people looking for somebody to make something happen. They ain't made nothing happen. Only God makes things happen. I ain't looking for Elijah. I'm looking for the God of Elijah. There's been a lot of Elijahs in this town left out. Brother Monroe Wiggins was Elijah in my life. I ain't hunting Brother Monroe. I know where he's at. I'm hunting the God of Monroe. Lord God, I love preaching this sermon this morning. Oh, it's so good. If I was like Brother Corbett, Brother David, you won't believe the goosebumps on me. I wish I could sing like Brother James. I'd just strike out singing this morning. But I'm doing all right on the preaching right now. Boy, that's fresh stuff. I wrote that down this morning. He proves His presence for those that's looking for Him. And I tell you, He proves His presence for those that's living for Him. Somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. I tell you why we'll find Him, because we're living for Him. And He's always close around His young'uns. He don't never sleep. He don't never go on vacation. You'll always find Him around them people that's a living for Him. So I guess if somebody can't find Him, maybe telling on herself. Are you living for Him? Preacher! Things has went crazy at my house. He may be wanting to get you in church. That rabbit got up. I'm going to call the dogs off of him. Back him back up. Where's the God of Elijah? Well, He's providing His power. And He's approving His presence. He's around them that's looking for Him. And around them that's living for Him. And He's around them that's laboring for Him. He knows who's working for Him. So many people in this ministry do so many unseen things. That young man run the sound this morning. Well, how I would do without a sound man. Nobody don't never see him up though much, do they? What about the people clean these fellowship halls up and clean these quarters that we got for preachers and singers to come and sleep in? We don't never see much of them. About the man cleaning the house, we don't never see much of them. But I guarantee you,
When you laboring for Him, He will always prove His presence. We've got a lot of people has in on the internet ministry, all of our letters and cards and flowers sent. It's amazing what people do at this place. And I don't want you to get discouraged this morning. I just want to tell you, God knows what everybody's is a-doing. And I sure am glad He's proving His presence. Number three, I'm glad He's prevailing in our problems. You got a problem? It's not too big for the Lord. Can I tell you this? Jesus didn't come here to get you out of a problem. He came in here to get in the problem with you. I want to say this today. Jesus will hurt you. Everybody gets quiet when you say that. Has anybody ever been hurt? I want to say, since you've been saved, anybody ever been hurt? Well, God allowed that hurt. But let me tell you, He loves us too much to harm us. Being a Christian, you will get hurt in this life. God allows things that hurts us, but you know what? He'll never allow nothing that harms us. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. There's nothing by accident. If things come and bad things will come, but God allows it. But I will tell you, with every problem, He makes a way. Can I tell you what Elisha done? He went right back to Jordan. Right back over there where they'd had some trouble on crossing. And you'll notice in verse 13, he took the mantle and fell from him, went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. Well, I thought we done got across Jordan. You know, Joshua took a people and he said, you got to get across. This thing's got you stopped. Boy, when life comes and gets you stopped, Brother Rand, aren't you glad God makes a way to get to the other side? Can I tell you, in 31 years of marriage, there's been times that I just didn't know how we would make it, and God made a way. Where's the God of Elijah? He still prevails in our problems. Boy, He makes a way for His people. He prevails in our problems. Look now, if you would, look what Elisha does in verse number 19 of the same chapter. Here's a story you don't hear much preached about. Are we doing okay on preaching right now? The Bible said, the men of the city said to Elisha, behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant. Now he's gone to Jericho. This is Jericho. But the water's naught and the ground is barren. And boy, I'm going to stop right there. He said, everything looks good, but it really ain't good. That's the way sin is, young people. The devil will paint you a pretty picture and say, man, this place of Jericho is a wonderful place. He said, the situation in this city is pleasant, as my Lord saith, but the water's not. Well, let me tell you something. With bad water, honey, you ain't going to do much. You can't make water. You say, well, I'll drink Pepsi. You dummy, it's full of water. I don't need water. I drank 9 Pepsis a day. Yeah, but I ain't found nobody yet make water. Y'all remember that night, or that evening, it got so bad here, such a drought in our country, and run ads in the newspaper, went up there to pray. Man, I'm telling you what, I remember Miss Peggy was there. I remember she come up there, and Miss Peggy, what did it do that day up there? What did it do? I thought it rained. I'm glad you seen it too. Wasn't that amazing? Where's the God of Elijah? Where's the God of Elijah? Oh, he's prevailing in our problems. Now watch your Bible. The men of the city said to Elisha, behold, I pray thee, the situation of the city is pleasant, as my Lord said, but the water is naught and the ground barren. And he said, bring me a new cruse and put salt therein, and they brought it to him. And he went forth unto the spring of the waters, and he cast the salt in there and said, thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. So the waters were healed unto this day, according to the saying of Elisha, which he spake. Now he prevails in our problems. You'll notice here in this problem, not only did he part Jordan, but he did something about their problem. You'll notice what he done. First of all, he did not try to cure the water downstream. He went to the source. Look what he says. He went forth unto the spring of the water. A lot of time we're trying to clean our lives up.
But the problem is the source hadn't been took care of. You know, the Bible says in Matthew 15 and 17, Matthew 15, 17, you won't have to turn, I'll read it to you. I'll be right back to our text verse. But in Matthew 15 and verse number 17, I want you to listen to what Jesus had to say about the source. He said, Jesus said, are ye also yet without understanding? Do you not yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draught? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with an unwashed hand defileth not a man. Jesus said, listen, if you're going to cure the waters, then you've got to cure the source. He went to the source. Aren't you glad that Jesus always goes to the heart of the problem? A lot of you say, man, I wish I could get this figured out. I wish Jesus would show me what I need. Maybe a heart problem. I'm glad He changes our hearts. Boy, isn't it amazing? It's like what Brother James has said, you know, a lot of you are wanting to do better and do this and that, but it ain't in you to do. Because the source hadn't been cleaned up. And I'll tell you another thing, some of you that's having problems, you ought to quit trying to deal with the waters and you ought to go to the source. Brother David, if you're talking about me, I'm going to come see you to the source. May help some of y'all quit talking about other people and just go to the source. Preacher, you really love us? Come ask me. Don't go to Piggly Wiggly and say, preacher, don't love me no more. Come ask me. I'll tell you right. Where's the God of Elijah? I want to say He still provides His power. He proves His presence, but He prevails in our problems. Now, He went to the source, and look what happened. He went forth, and He said, okay, bring me a cruse. Bring me a vessel. Aren't you glad the Lord Jesus was a clean vessel? He said, I'm going to put salt in it. Aren't you glad that the Lord Jesus can purify you? And look what He said. He said, He cast the salt therein and said, thus saith the Lord, I've healed these waters. There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. So the waters were healed unto this day according to the saying of Elisha, which He spake. Boy, I'm glad not only does salt purify, but salt preserves. And He said, what I've done, fixed it forever. I'm glad I'm saved forever. I'm glad I'm not trying to work my way into heaven, but I'm glad what the Lord Jesus, the finished work of Calvary's cross and the redemptive plan, that He shed His blood for me on an old rugged cross, and by grace I'm saved through faith. What's that, preacher? What He done for me on the cross was grace. He sent the Holy Spirit to deal with me, and that faith He gave me, I had to access it to be born again by the grace of God. Where is the God of Elijah? He provides His power. He proves His presence. Are you looking for Him? He prevails in our problems. You got a problem? He can fix it. Matter of fact, He can clean you up this morning. It's amazing. In 20 years of my life, I was raised right, always trying to do better. But my problem was the source wasn't cleaned up. Lastly, and boy, this gets good right here. I don't know if I'm going to be able to stand this. Where is the God of Elijah? He provides His power. He proves His presence. He prevails in our problems. But lastly, verse 23 through 25, He protects His people. You'll never know what God's doing behind your back. Look what He says, 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 23. And He went up from thence unto Bethel. And as He was going up by the way, He wasn't going up some way. Thank God, Brother David, there's still some boys going by the way. This King James Bible's the way. I don't need to swap and get a sideways Bible, neighbor. This will affect you if you'll get over in it. Going by the way. Praying still works, by the way. Praising Him still works. Old time church still prevails, by the way. He went up from thence to Bethel. He was going up, by the way. There came forth little children out of the city and mocked Him and said to Him, and you can go on and laugh, "Go up, thou bald head. Go up, thou bald head." I'll stop right there and let you laugh a minute. It's okay. And look what happens. And He turned back and looked on them and cursed them in the name of the Lord. And there came forth two she-bears out of the wood, tare 42 children of them, and He went from thence to Mount Carmel. From thence He returned to Samaria. All right, preacher, what are you saying? He protects His people that carry His book. Look what they said. Verse 23, go up. You know what? That's making fun of what He is preaching. He said Elijah was caught up in a whirlwind. They said, "Hey, you go on up there with him, bald head." Go on, make fun of the preaching. Go on, make fun of the preacher. Now watch. He protects His people. He protects us when we carry this book. Number two, He protects us with the crowd behind our back. Look what the Bible said. Verse 24, and He turned back and looked on them. They come behind Him. I wonder how many times God has saved us and we never knowed what was behind us, sneaking up on us. But ain't that just like God? Help me preach this morning. Ain't that just like God to do something when we wouldn't even looking behind our back? And I want to say this right quick with a sticker on the front of my four-wheel drive Chevy pickup, ain't scared. If you got something to say to this preacher, don't say it behind our back, say it to our face. God, that helped me, Brother Randall. Brother Adam, I like that when I seen that. It ain't helping nobody but me, but it's a helping me this morning. Anybody can say anything behind their back. Y'all see that pocketbook she is a carrying? Y'all see that car they is driving? Oh, you old mully grub spirit Baptist, you. You wouldn't be happy if you're sitting on a gold pew and could take it home with you and cash it in at the pawn shop. Now, I'm not done yet. I'm winding down. I'm putting the landing gear down. I ain't done yet. Ain't it something way He protects His people? When we'll get to heaven, we'll only know what He's done behind us. He protects those that carry this book. He protects those that come up on our back. But look, thirdly, you ever notice this? He protects His children from the claws of the bear. How'd that bear know Elisha was saved? Why didn't he eat him up too? Son, I'm giving y'all Bible class today, ain't I? God, I love that. And Brother Jerry, I thought about this. Now I'm just a country boy. You know, and I know I'm not a real deep preacher. I just try to keep things real and practical. But I want to ask y'all something. And I seen it sitting over there a while ago when there's a saying. And I wish I could just went on out of shouting. Why did the Bible say if He protects those that carry that book and the crowd behind your back, but He protects us from the claws of the bear? Did you notice what the Bible said? A she-bear. Hold them, I'll be back in a minute. Have you ever messed with a mama and her cubs? Woo! Hey, you young preachers, let me give you some good advice about pastoring. leave mama's baby out of it. She bears. Whew. She bears. Oh, I hear you, boys.
I'm the man at my house.
But ain't nobody happy unless mama happy. And y'all know I'm a telling it right this morning. You say, well, are you hen peck? No, you just got chicken house ways. Amen. She bears. She bears out of the woods. Now, I want to close this sermon. It's just so good, I don't know if I'm going to close it or not. I preached this other night, this thought, but it just didn't go this good. Let me ask y'all something. You see where the Bible said young children? Look that up. Now, that ain't my grandbabies' age. That's done old enough to make them a little pack run up down the streets. Now, I want to ask y'all something. Where'd they hear this about that preacher? I wonder if they heard that around the dinner table. Our preacher. Our preacher. I'm being nice. I seen something and I wrote it down because I didn't want to forget it. About children. In vain do we look for good from those children whose education we've neglected. In vain do we look for good from those children whose education we've neglected. Ain't no sense. Me and my wife said last night about, I forget now who it was, but I remember now talking about what a tough time and, you know, they just live wicked. Now they brought little old young'uns in this thing. Well, you know what? More than likely, they're going to turn out the same way. Your children can't drive. They've got to be taught. And it's tough enough for a child to make it right when you bring them up in a Bible preaching church. Where'd they learn this at? Miss Julie, would you come this morning? Play and sing me something. I want to open up our altar. I want to say this. Where's the God of Elijah? I'm sure I'm glad I'm in a church where He can be found. He provides His power. You know what? He would love to fill every Christian in the house with the Spirit. You say, well, preacher, I'd like to ask you something. How are you filled with the Spirit? Well, you've got to empty yourself of you. You've got to make an empty place. A lot of times I say, Lord, get this sin out of my life. I don't want this between me and you. God, I want this fellowship right. Forgive me of that. Come in and cleanse me and restore that fellowship. Put something in me, Lord. Now I mean this all in my heart. I don't know why it is. Maybe it's because I'm getting older. I don't know. But I tell you, I just long to get here to preach to these people, to you. I don't know, but I can tell you this, and just be honest with you as I know how to be honest. It takes a lot of maintenance to keep a preacher preaching right, more than a lot of you know and think. It takes a lot of maintenance to keep a Christian in right, don't it? Wouldn't it be easy if everything was as easy as it is in here out yonder? But it's not, is it? That's a real deal out yonder. But you know what? We can be kind and be filled with the Spirit and love each other and want to see God do great things. Maybe you're at a place in your life and you just can't get across it. Stop.
Maybe you need to cry, "Where is the God of Elijah this morning? Let Him part that thing for you." Because He can do it. He loves you. Child of God, maybe you need to gather around this altar today and say, "Lord, I need You to prove Your presence to me. Make Yourself real to me again." This camp meeting week, folks. I mean, we ought to experience things this week that only God could do and leave this place different than how that it found us. I want to say this, and I'm done preaching. I seen an ad in the newspaper yesterday. We're going to have this, and I don't mean to be ugly. I'm just going to make a statement. Come as you are. Well, I understand that a little bit. But I've noticed most of the time when you do that, you leave as you was. And we need to have a church here where the God of Elijah is at. And it's nothing too hard for the Lord. Won't you come trust Him with what you need today? This